The Indiana Senate approved a stripped-down version of a prior authorization reform bill on Thursday. The legislation was heavily amended over fiscal concerns. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the author of the bill says he disagrees with the fiscal analysis.
Senator Tyler Johnson proposed prior authorization reform last year, but the bill didn't get a hearing in the Senate Appropriations Committee due to concerns about the cost being more than $1 billion. This year's bill made it to the Senate floor, but the same committee removed almost all of the policies with a fiscal component. Johnson says he worked with fiscal experts on this year's legislation and expected the cost to be pennies on the dollar. However, this year's estimate came back with a similar cost to the state.
I still wholeheartedly reject that estimate. We have a lot of work to do here. The numbers just don't add up, nor do they reflect the new bill that we've put forward.
Johnson says the current state of the bill addresses some issues with prior authorization, but he still wants to make more meaningful reforms for Hoosier patients. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The bill now heads to the House.